You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 31st, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Redistricting, a political chess match. Texas Republicans launched a rare mid-decade redistricting, creating 5 new House seats in Trump-leaning areas. The move shifts 2 Democratic districts to be more favorable to Republicans, while concentrating Democratic voters into fewer blue districts. Though the special legislative session was called for flood relief, most of its focus has been on redistricting, sparking accusations of political opportunism. This effort has led other states like Ohio to consider redrawing their own maps, signaling a ripple effect. Mid-decade redistricting is unusual since it traditionally follows the 10-year U.S. Census cycle. Texas last attempted it in 2003 when then-Congressman Tom DeLay pushed through a controversial redrawing of maps. No federal law prevents mid-cycle redistricting, and some states have begun exploiting that loophole to entrench political power. Texas's current push aims to help Republicans maintain their grip on power as the state's demographics shift. Strategies like packing Democratic voters into a few districts or making others redder help the dominant party win more seats with fewer votes. This approach also diminishes minority voter influence, particularly in Hispanic majority districts in South Texas. Democratic Representatives Henry Cuellar and Vicente Gonzalez both represent districts that narrowly flipped Republican in 2024. These districts are now targeted for further redrawing to secure future GOP victories. Legal challenges are expected, with the Department of Justice already warning that 4 districts in Houston and Fort Worth are racially gerrymandered. The state's defense, that it used a race-blind process, may not hold if courts find the maps diminish minority voting power. President Trump reportedly pushed for the redistricting to block future Democratic investigations in Congress. His direct involvement reveals how national political figures are shaping local legislative strategies. In response, Democrats in New York introduced legislation to permit their own mid-decade redistricting if another state acts first. California Governor Gavin Newsom voiced support for retaliatory redistricting, signaling an escalating arms race. But many Democratic-led states rely on independent redistricting commissions, limiting their ability to respond quickly. These commissions were designed to take partisan politics out of redistricting by assigning the task to nonpartisan citizens. While this promotes fairness, it also restricts Democratic responses to GOP maneuvers like Texas's. Meanwhile, a close national balance in the House heightens the stakes. Democrats only need to flip 3 seats to retake control of the House. The 5 new Trump won seats in Texas could make the difference in which party holds the majority. That's why redistricting has become such a critical battleground in 2025. Using a special session for redistricting rather than flood relief reveals troubling priorities among Texas lawmakers. Residents impacted by natural disasters are being sidelined in favor of political calculations. Public trust suffers when disaster relief sessions become political chess matches. Voters expect elected officials to address urgent needs, not redraw maps for party gain. The role of President Trump in orchestrating these changes shows the growing nationalization of state politics. Such moves might benefit Republicans in the short term, but threaten Democratic norms long term. This trend also invites similar moves from Democrats, setting the stage for a tit-for-tat cycle of map manipulation. Each party accuses the other of cheating, while voters lose faith in fair elections. Communities of color bear the brunt of these changes, often finding their influence diluted or erased. Increased political division is a likely consequence, along with greater skepticism about Democratic legitimacy. When politicians redraw lines to protect their power, it's no longer about who wins the argument, it's about who controls the map. In 2003, Texas's mid-decade redistricting redrew political power in the state, setting a dangerous precedent. That precedent has now been revived and expanded, with national implications. Both parties are participating in a race to the bottom, where manipulation takes the place of persuasion. Instead of winning hearts and minds, parties redraw maps to silence opposition. As a result, voter choice is undermined, and elections lose meaning. What remains is a system engineered to keep those in power from being held accountable. It erodes faith in democracy and makes political engagement feel futile for many voters. And once the norm of census-based redistricting is broken, there may be no going back. Copyright, African Elements, 2023.